Yeah, I like that one.
Me too.
That's cool, man. I was like still up in the song. So anyway, you're listening to Music with Kara Hour, and guess what? Kara's giving out free haircuts. She's never used sheep shears before, but she's going to try it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How bad could it be?
You don't have to win anything. You just get it for free.
Yeah, just for free, you know. Hey, you'll be the talk of the town. Oh, wow, man. Like, who cut your hair, Kara? Is that why you're wearing a beanie? You're not cutting my hair, Kara.
What?
No, seriously, I gotta keep mine. I gotta have mad science hair. You know, if you ain't got mad science hair, then you can't be a mad scientist. That's the rule. You wouldn't want to ruin my career, would you?
No. We'll get the mustache.
No, you ain't cutting off the mustache right there. Sheep shearing my mustache. How rude. Man. So anyway, where are we going to go start from here today, man?
Thunder Kiss 65,
and this is the song that she is actually going to be playing while she is sheep shearing your hair. It was beautiful locks hitting the floor. She's going to be playing this song right here, so stay tuned.
Yeah, the rolling.
think you need to repeat for the audience what you said a minute ago.
What did I say?
You don't remember what you said a minute ago?
No.
Man, you really are sleepy, aren't you?
Yes.
Don't go to sleep. You'll get a haircut.
Oh yeah.
Is that a reminder of what you said earlier?
At least they'd have a good song while they got a bad haircut.
Yeah, she said at least you'd be listening to some good music while you're getting a bad haircut. Well.
And it always grows back.
Well, the best thing it is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at no cost, a free haircut from Kara. I ain't doing it. Anyway, where are we going now?
We're going to White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. What's this song about? Do you know?
Nope.
No, you just like the song. All right, here we go. Okay, so listen a little bit, audience interaction. So today's mystery song is going to be chosen by you, the audience. So the first person that puts in a number between 1 and 37 gets to choose today's mystery song. So go ahead and type that in during the next song on here. A number between 1 and 37, the first one we see is going to be the number for today's mystery song. Which could be helpful if you remember the one that you won. You can win again. What do they get if they win?
A trip to their refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
Yeah, you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So if you're not sleeping right now, get on the keyboard, type a number in between 1 and 37 to choose today's mystery song. All right, so where are we going now, Kara?
We're doing El Rodeo by Kais.
El Rodeo. Hey, wouldn't that be fun if you had like one of those mechanical bulls and then you kind of combine that with a haircut?
It'd be fun for the person giving the haircut.
Yeah, so like when the guys or gals riding a mechanical bull, you got to try to hold the clipper steady. Come out looking like that one ugliest dog in the world. Have you ever seen that? You'll be the talk of the town. So while you're listening to Cayuse El Rodeo, Kara's going to be giving you a haircut with a buzz clipper.
Yeah.
Man, that ought to be wild. We ought to get that on video. That'd go viral, wouldn't it? Hope nobody steals our idea before we make a video. Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Don't forget, a number between 1 and 37. If nobody chooses a number between 1 and 37, we'll just have to do one for you. All right, here we go. So you know you're getting sued if Steven gets fat, right?
Oh, I think he was talking to you.
To me? You might be talking to both. Well, just eat in moderation, that's it.
Yeah.
We'll have to rig the game so he can't win the second one. Hey, no, he chose a song, so he already rigged it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're in the clear. You'll be my attorney, right?
Sure.
Sure. That didn't sound reassuring. So where are we going?
We're going to 777 by Danzig.
777. That's interesting. It's like, you know, when you hit the slot machine and you hit the three
all
sevens on there and you got all that ching, cling, cling, cling coming down. That's cool. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to get rich with the slot machine.
Then you just can't go spend it again, though.
Yeah. That's what the problem is. People get on the slot machine, they win a little bit, and then they put it all back in and walk home depressed.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks. Anyway, so Danzig 77, what's the song about? Yeah. You don't know? You just like the song. Do you know what's any of these songs about?
Yeah, some of them.
Do you even comprehend the lyrics?
Yeah.
And so why, if somebody is getting their hair cut, you going to play this one too?
Yeah.
Eh, not as funny as the rodeo one.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're on a ride, riding one of the mechanical bulls and she's holding the clippers over your head, you know, hit and miss here and there. Yeah, at what point do you stop?
When you fall off the bull.
Oh, as soon as they fall off the bull, then the haircut's over.
Yeah.
So if you only get one stripe down the top of your head, and you could only stay on for that long, they'll be like, oh, so you couldn't stay on very long. It's the one that's completely bald that won the bull ride, right? Oh, man. We should put your mom on the bull and cut her hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Hope she ain't listening. All right, here we go.
Out there solo, tails. Cast it out, oh, Eda.
To communicate.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, I can describe the ruckus. Can you?
Nope.
Nope. All right, so where are we going now?
We're going to go to Typo Negative's version of Summer Breeze.
Typo negative version of Summer Breeze, so it's not Summer Breeze makes me feel fine.
But it is that song.
Okay, so it's a loud version of it, right?
Slower.
Slower. Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's hear what it's got to sound like. All right, here we go. stopped abruptly.
Yep.
That song was anti-productive to my coffee. You know, it's kind of slow. Your coffee's going, and this is going, summer breeze. Makes me feel fine.
It's slower.
And you said they also did one called Cinnamon Girl?
Yeah.
Man. Alrighty then. not one of my favorites, but hey, it's your show, so let's see what you got next.
Next is The Rover by Led Zeppelin.
The Rover?
Yep.
What's that one about?
I don't know.
You don't know? But you gotta do some research, girl.
Okay.
Google it. Rover. Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, here we go.
We'll be right back. to break their butt, please move it out of my face.
Ah! Yeah, social distancing. The seats on the airplanes, the buses, the trains, and the theaters are too close for that reason. What do you think?
Yep.
Anyway, where are we going next?
We're going to the Manhattan Project by Rush.
Cool, the Manhattan Project. So I googled that up because I already knew you was going to play this one right here. The Manhattan Project was a research and development undertaken during World War II that produced the first nuclear weapons. It was led by the United States in support of the United Kingdom and Canada. So they were in cahoots. And it also said the people working in the Detroit factory never knew what they were really working on.
Just making bombs.
You think Rush knew that when they made this song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We'll be right back.
So, we got the air conditioner blowing in the background. Ain't that cool? I made a pun. That was fun, right? I made a rhyme. Alright, so I'm not a songwriter. you know, what are we doing now?
The next one is the last one before the mystery song.
Ooh, the mystery song. Don't forget, Steven, it's your chance. Get a second go at that refrigerator. Because if you guess the song, you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, man. Just eat responsibly, because we don't want to get sued. So what's his next song?
Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper.
Billion Dollar Babies. Are those like the, you remember the, you probably wouldn't remember, the Million Dollar Man, $6 Million Man?
No.
He's bionic. He had like robot legs. He got in a plane crash, experimental plane crash, or spaceship or something like that, and they rebuilt him. We can make him better than before, faster, stronger. Look up the $6 Million Man. He even had a bionic woman, too. She had, like, super hearing stuff and bionic arm where she could lift stuff. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Gosh. Man, Billion Dollar Baby, that kid be all decked out. Got Wi-Fi and everything. Mm-hmm. Hey, kid, stand still. I'm trying to watch YouTube. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, he could run really fast. Yeah, the bionic man. Yeah, he could outrun cars and stuff.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, and he could jump real high and rip stuff off of stuff. And they always played this thing in the background where chee-chee-chee-chee-chee whenever he was doing something. I don't know why they did that. It was like video effects or something.
Sound effects.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But we used to, as kids, run around and make that noise and act like we were the bionic man. You'd be the bionic girl, so you'd be making her noise, which is similar. And every time somebody's talking smack about you, you would know. I gotta push that button. Anyway, so you gotta move the mouse once in a while, otherwise it'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, so Billion Dollar Baby. I guess I already put that up in the queue. All right, here we go.
Thank you. right, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you'll get if you don't guess this right here. See, Stephen Gibbons was the first one to put a number in between 1 and 37, and he picked number 27, so that's today's mystery song. So if you guess today's mystery song today right, guess what you get? A free, all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Plus, potentially a free haircut from Kara. See, while you're riding the mechanical rodeo bull, she's going to be standing on the outside or maybe even riding on the back cutting your hair. And your haircut lasts as long as you can stay on that bull. But in the meantime, let's stick to the plan. Mystery song number 27. Good luck, everybody. You've been listening to the Music with Kara Hour. Peace and love.
Jack!